Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. I am beyond excited for the second time to welcome back Mr. Robert Nichols, the CEO and founder of Rocket Station. They are an incredible company, and I'm excited to talk about some of the different ways that you can implement a service like Rocket Station using virtual assistants and those types of things in your business to help you grow, help you create leverage, help you kind of take things to the next level. So Robert, man, thanks for jumping on the podcast with me.
Great. So excited to be back. I appreciate you having me. I don't know if I would consider myself a marketing genius, but I love your podcast. I love the show. And I learned so much from listening to you and getting to be a part of your structure and organization. So thank you for letting us be on the show today and let me be here. I really appreciate your time and I'm excited to be here.
I really appreciate all that. I think that you don't necessarily have to be a marketing genius to help people look like marketing geniuses. And that's one of my favorite things about your company because, you know, we've been talking for months, especially if you've been following me for any amount of time in the last like 6 to 8 months, we've been beating marketing, content creation, those different types of things over the head because we think that it is so important for agents, team leaders, broker owners, those types of things to really go out there and build a brand and create leverage. I think that's something that the top producers in every market seem to understand that maybe the people that are chasing the top producers don't. And it's one of the things I love about your company. So let's dive into it. So when we're talking about creating content and, you know, doing those different types of things, a lot of agents think like, I just can't do all of this stuff. And it's typically true. Like you can't, you got to negotiate deals. You got to write contracts. You got to do all these different things. How am I supposed to create the type of leverage so that I can put out content consistently? How am I supposed to post on social all the time? How am I supposed to create the pictures and the graphics and the videos? How do I do all of those types of things? So I want to ask you, like, what is the kind of Rocket Station process, if you will, for helping agents not only create content, but create multiple pieces of content and then distribute that so that they can build their brand?
Yeah, agents are busy and they've got a lot to do. And there are certain tasks that are in the day that are a lot more important than others, right? Like going on a listing appointment or showing a buyer a potential home for them to move into. Is for most agents their highest and best use of time, and that's where they make all their money. So to slow down and create more content or try to put more effort into generating more business on the front end, it seems sometimes like an overwhelming thing. So usually people come to us with a couple of frustrations. It's either they don't have enough time to create the content that they need, or they started creating some content and putting it out, and now they're getting results from their marketing. People are calling them, they're getting email, they're getting feedback, and then they're getting overwhelmed with trying to fulfill what they're creating. So we are fortunate to get to work with some of the best agents in the country that everybody's heard of, some of the top agents in the entire country. And I personally get to learn from those people as well. And then it's awesome to see some of the smaller agents implement the same strategies and techniques that work. So for us, we really see the agents that really focus on creating the content, right? Meaning, as long as there's a camera filming, you don't have to edit. You don't have to reproduce. You don't have to repurpose, right? So, but we really like to take the overwhelming piece of that content creation first off your plate. So most of our clients, most agents we work with, they're not afraid to film quick videos. They're not afraid to write some stuff up. They're willing and able to do that. But where most people fall down is the implementation. How do we chop up? Like this interview, my team will chop up and this will be a whole bunch of piece of content. Every time you make a great quote on here, we will cut it out. It'll be a meme, right? And if I happen to say anything of any value, hopefully there's a few things in here, we will cut that up and it will be memes and GIFs and there will be content created. Plus we will go 20, 30 minutes here. So this will be 3, 4, 5 video segments for us to be able to use. So for me personally, I show up, I spend 30 minutes talking to you, Grant. My team will then go splice this content into a ton of different pieces. And it's the same thing with our agents, whether they're in team meetings, whether they're doing marketing calls, whether they're doing straight up marketing videos like you teach and the formula that you give people. If people create just the baseline content, we can really help you repurpose that and create a whole library of content from one interview. And the example I think I gave last time we talked on the Facebook Live is we had a client, and in one interview that got turned into 37 pieces of content, 37 pieces of content from one. Why? Because the agent was focused and locked in and just doing her job. And we were able to separate that out and pull the content out. So it's the momentum behind that, and the leverage really doesn't have to be all of your personal time. It's just if you can help create some of that core content, then teams like ours can help you get it out there, get it posted, get it chopped out, do all the posts, all the editing, all the things that have to happen to make it all pretty and look professional. It's very easy to get someone like us to do that. So I think agents get overwhelmed when you hear this message of, man, you've got to create the content, then do all the work to get it out, and then have it consistent. That's too hard. Teams like us can actually come in there and fulfill all of that on the front end. And then the second part of that is once you start creating content, getting it out consistently and turn one interview into 37 pieces of content, there's this crazy thing that happens, Grant. It's this miracle where people start becoming attracted to you. They want to talk to you and they want to learn more about you and they want to know more about you. And so the second part where our agents seem to get somewhat frustrated and somewhat bogged down in a bottleneck type scenario would be, now we've got to answer emails. Now we have to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, right? Which is, in our opinion, the best problem to have. There is no greater problem than the phones ringing because somebody wants to talk to you. So we think if you put a trained, competent, really sharp person in place to be able to fill from all the marketing that you're doing, now you can reap the rewards and the benefits, which should translate into more transactions and more deals and move you up in the rankings of the agents within your neighborhoods and your market. So those are really the two ways that we seem to be able to really, really help agents when it comes to the content pieces, both on the creation side and then on the fulfillment side. Once it's actually rolling, we can be the ones to do most of the work in the day-to-day.
I love it, man. It seems like there are, a number of different people in the industry, not really a number, like a mass portion of the industry. They all have this process. It's very similar to what you're describing. We have it. It's called our content compound. And so I learned part of this from Gary Vaynerchuk, right? I invested a lot of money to go to his 4Ds, right? We went to his office back pre-COVID, it was a couple years before all that, went to New York, spent a day at their office. And they said they taught us how to create what they called foundational content, or your key content, your core content, like you're describing, where maybe it's this podcast is my core content, or you do a Facebook Live once a week and that's your core, or you release a vlog every Friday. It doesn't really matter what it is, but you do your one thing. So you don't really change much of your routine. You don't really change much of your workload. You just create one piece of content. And then you pass it back to a team, and our team has basically these content targets. Every single piece of content that we send internally, or we outsource if we need help doing it, is they have these targets. So we need you to make sure you create at least 5 memes from this. You create at least 3 videos, 30 seconds to 5 minutes. You create a story. You create whatever that is, right? We have all of these different content goals with those pieces of content, but it allows me. And I'm a busy dude, not that anybody else isn't, but I'm a busy guy, I work a lot. It allows me to just show up here for 30 minutes and not stress about, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to go take this 30-minute interview and turn it into 40 pieces of content, but I also have to be a CEO, I have all these other things that I have to get done. And I think that a lot of agents don't really take off the employee hat, unfortunately, and that's okay, maybe because you don't know, and put on the CEO hat. And can you talk to me about the distinct difference from your experience? Alluding to leverage, right? Why do some agents really buy into this and start to scale up big? And why do some agents just get locked into doing all this work and staying a little bit smaller in their production?
Yeah, I just got back from a CEO roundtable in Utah I was telling you about. And one of the themes of that meeting was, just like we're talking about, all about leverage and being able to get more done, but it's within a process, right? So we force all of our client partners to go through a very systematic approach and before you even are a client of ours, because we want to make sure the systems and processes are in place. So one of the quotes that I heard last week that made all the sense in the world to me was, if you're putting out fires, then that means there's a problem with the system. Okay. And now, do fires come up every now and then? Sure. But if the majority of your day is a dumpster fire, just solving problems, trying to figure things out, then there's not enough system, structure, and processes in place for you to have a consistent, stable business to produce the outcomes that you want. So you alluded to it already. The first step is having a system. It's having a process. Now, I know agents we're all so sick of hearing that word system or process, right? But it's the truth. It's the first step. It's the foundation to success. And you mentioned it. When you've got a video or you've got content, you've got core goals that you're trying to accomplish from that content, right? So the first thing that we do with all of our client partners, and the most successful just love this process, it's the foundation, it's the key to their success, is spending a little bit of time to first identify the outcomes and goals and what that should really look like, right? And what we're trying to accomplish. And that's our favorite part of the process and signing up new clients, is spending that time to really dig in and just understand foundationally where we're trying to go. Now the content creation and the things that we're going to do should be aligned with that. And you mentioned this too. It can either be super stressful, or it can be something that's just part of the process. So to me, it's only stressful when I'm having to pull time out of my day that I don't feel like should be there, when it's not scheduled, when it's not consistent. So we like to really create structure where our client partners have it. You know, the agents that we're working with, they're either scheduled time or they just have some consistency, because they're working with us to create a system and process the way that should happen. And most agents get it. They've got a process for the way they do their listing appointments. I don't know any agent who doesn't, any really solid agent turning a lot of deals, that doesn't walk into a listing appointment with structure, with a formula, with a process that they're going to walk that potential seller through to get that listing. It's the same thing for us whenever we're going to create content or whatever the leverage point is going to be for your business. We're going to spend a little bit of time mapping out the structure, the systems and processes of exactly how that should go. And then the second step of going to produce that content, create it, and get it distributed becomes so much easier. So your team does an amazing job, Grant, of having systems and processes and structure in place, so it's not overwhelming for you. It doesn't take your emotional energy and your emotional capacity where you feel like you're losing opportunity in your day by creating this. It's quite the opposite. You feel like, because of your systems and processes and the structure that you have, you know that the content that you're going to create and the formula that you've put together is going to reap massive benefits and rewards down the line. So the first step is, just whether you're working with us or yourself or anybody, every successful agent, everyone, this is not a cliche, every successful agent starts with the end in mind. We build systems and processes to get you there, and then the implementation becomes so easy. And it's the same with content creation. The videos and things, if we spend a little bit of time to outline and map out what that should really look like, then we can go crush it. I feel like most agents, they just kind of, you know, don't do a good job of the structure part. Then it's overwhelming because, yeah, highest and best use of your time becomes something else. So we like to give you your energy back. We like to give you your power back by having structure, systems, and processes in place. And then going and executing and getting that leverage that you're talking about is not only possible and doable, it becomes a very simple thing to accomplish.
I think that the only people that don't like the word systems and processes are the ones that don't have them, because they're some of my favorite words in the world, because it's the only way, and I mean the absolute only way, that you're able to build a company. At least a good one, a business that's going to go outgrow you, and which is, I think, what most business owners aspire to, is if you have systems and processes, if you have people that can execute on them. And so I hope people aren't sick of those words, because they are some.
Well,
of
you know, it's natural. Yeah, but like a lot of agents that come through, the reason they got successful is because they have this grit, this run through the wall, get it done no matter what, just brute force Bob effort. We're going to go crush it and just get it done. So the thought of slowing down to take a bird's eye view and create these maps, you know, most people, it's just painful, the thought of slowing down. It's like, oh, it's anti everything that's made them successful in their minds. up until this point because they've had to just run through a wall every day. What we can show you empirically is if you slow down, map out your systems and processes, have a real plan in place, now those that effort that you're willing to put in, the hustle and grind that you're willing to go through, gets amplified and you can just do so much more because you're willing to slow down a little bit. So for a lot of us, it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And I understand that. I have a tendency to move too fast myself. But if you're willing to slow down a little bit, if you're willing to work with somebody like us to really build out your structure, your core foundation systems and processes, that's literally where everything's built. Every time the phone rings, there needs to be a script. Every time a video is created, there needs to be a process for the way that video is going to get distributed, how the memes are going to get created, where it's going to get stored, where it's going to get distributed. Once you have those systems and processes in place, having a team to go execute and crush that, totally doable.
Give me an example of this, not an example, give me some action steps. So let's say that I'm like, all right, Robert, yeah, I'm the agent that doesn't want to stop because I'm busy and I've got all of these things going on and can't see the forest through the trees and really just want to, you know, go, 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 go. How could I say, okay, I'll take 5 to 10 minutes to see if Robert is right. What is one little simple process where I could stop, I could just take a look at everything, and I could implement a process and then I don't have to do that thing again, but it's not going to take like a ton of time. Cause I understand that agents are hesitant to stop for hours on end because they've got all these things to do, but what is something quick? And I have one, I know I'm calling you out on the spot here, but I'm sure you have a million examples of this.
I want to go a little bit high level real quick. So I pick up my nephews from school, right? Or their day activities, right? And they get in the car and the first thing I ask them is, I said, hey, how was your day? Every single time I say, how was your day? And Grant, what is the response I get?
Good.
Good, good. My day was great. Okay, what did you do today? What did you do? And nothing. What do you think the response is every single time?
Nothing. I don't know.
Nothing. Stuff. It was stuff. Good. It was good. It was stuff and good day. Yeah. Good day stuff, you know, like stuff. And in order for me to figure out what they actually, I have to start drilling in. Okay. Did you have music this morning? Yeah, I had music. Okay, great. What did you guys do in music? Oh, they handed out these little electronic keyboards and we got to play the keyboard. You know, they start explaining through their things and then the teacher played the songs and they had to mimic back. Okay. We are exactly the same, right? We like to laugh and talk about kids that way. It's like, but I almost every one of our agents, whenever I talk to them, hey, what do you do all day? They're like, what do you mean? What do I do all day? I'm so busy. I've got tons of things. Okay, well, what did you do today? And it's like, and it takes a minute to actually think about what you got done all day. And in my experience, that's most people. Right. Whenever I talk to them, most of our client partners, that's the first conversation I had. What does your day look like? Tell me about what your day looks like. It's almost like they get offended because they're so busy and they have so much going on. What do you mean what my day looked like? To me, that is the most obvious and transparent example of why systems and processes are needed, because in that state, it's impossible to get any help whatsoever. You can't bring people in to answer the phone. They can't respond to emails. They can't do any of your marketing help. They can't circle prospect. They can't do CMA packets. They can't put anything together because it's all in your head. Everything I just named, the entire life cycle of a transaction, real estate's a beautiful thing. It's a transactional business. It's linear to make it happen. Every single one of those steps, 80 to 90% of the real estate transaction is done on a phone or computer. If we take the time to put our prospecting scripts together, the steps for building a CMA packet, what that looks like, follow-up, transaction coordination. When we close a deal, transaction coordination is the same, Grant, on every single house. Is there some nuance with how that's done? The seller getting the docs, some, you know, working on the surveys and, oh, survey's too old, we need a new. Yeah, there's some small nuances, but does the check boxes ever change? Rarely to never. So why are systems and processes so important? Because across the board in real estate, the entire transaction can be mapped out in a linear standpoint. And now getting help and support to grow your business becomes so simple and easy because we just take a few minutes to think about what we're actually doing within that part, that transactional business that we're doing. Now hiring people, now outsourcing, now getting the leverage that you mentioned. is totally possible and doable with nearly every single step of the real estate transaction. So I think I just named like five, but what did you have in mind?
You did. No, that was a very, very good job explaining what I was asking. My simple thing was like frequently asked questions. If I talk to a real estate agent, they're like, what? And I say, what's the number one thing that you don't like doing? They're like asking or repeating the same answers to consistent questions. Like, what's the next step in the buyer process? Or how do I do this? Or how do I do that? Or when do we do this? Or when do we do that? And I was like, okay, we'll just record a video the next time somebody answers that question of the answer. And then the next time somebody asks that question, just share the video with them. And then boom, you don't have to answer. You get 5-10 minutes of your life back. Exactly. That's just one silly, like little simple explanation. Totally. But if you've ever had to send 20 text messages, the same text messages to different people, do you type the same message over and over and over again 20 times? No, you type it once, you copy it, you paste it, and you do it many, many, many times. That's what systems and processes do. They allow you to streamline the way that you're able to do things and the way that you're able to ultimately go off and grow and scale. And if you can buy into understanding that just because you're in business does not mean that you need to be the one doing all the business, you can really, really take your life to the next level. What's some pain here? Like, let's inflict a little bit of pain on people. What are some of the things that you've seen? Something I saw in many of our clients is that people would just start grinding it out, like you're talking about. It's a lot of grit because they don't really understand the whole concept of systems and processes. I had a client, she was doing over $300,000 a year, a very successful realtor, but she was ready to quit because she was working 80 hours a week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The number one pain is lack of time. So yeah. I have never met somebody, maybe I will, every day is a new day, I learn something new every day, but I have never met anyone who got into real estate simply for real estate. Real estate's a vehicle, it's a tool. We all want to be better dads, husbands, brothers, sons, nephews. Like, we want to be outstanding members of our community and our churches and our organizations. We want to go on vacations with our family. And when we come back from vacation, we want more money in the bank account than we left on vacation. And when we're on vacation, we don't want to stress the whole time about whether or not something's happening, or walking along the beach, dealing with a buyer's agent, or dealing with your seller that you're listing the house for. Like, that totally ruins the dynamic of everything that we're actually trying to be. So real estate's the vehicle, it's the tool to the life that we're trying to accomplish, the life that we're having. Not, I don't mean to be cliche about it, that's just the fact, is we're in real estate for the power that it can provide to our life. And in that sense, we like to help people set up their business so that it serves them. It serves their life and their greater purpose. And the things that you're talking about is exactly right. Like, is it your job to type out every single text message every single time? I'm not really sure how that makes sense. And I'm not really sure how that serves your greater purpose of trying to be the best dad that you can be, or the best spouse that you're trying to be, and create the life for your kids that you're trying to accomplish. So we like to stay focused on keeping the main thing, which is having a business that serves you instead of you having to serve it all the time. And I think that's the number one issue we see with most of our clients. They don't have any time. They don't have any time to do the things that they really want to do in their lives because they're answering the phone, they're circle prospecting, they're running comps, they're putting CMA packs in. I mean, a number of people tell me, well, I can't trust somebody to put a comp package together. I'm like, oh, really? You can't? Because the process that you go through is 80-90% the same every single time. It's 90% science, you know, putting that packet with a little bit of art. So someone else can't put together the CMA packet and then you review it and scan it real quickly to make sure that that's, but it takes us forever to run comps. I mean, it takes a while. Even if you know the neighborhood, you got to go identify the right property sold in the last appropriate time frame so you can use that information and justify, you know, the numbers on your listing appointments and the things you're trying to accomplish. It's just so much time, Grant. So people are literally making a choice every day, whether they view it this way or not. You're making a choice to either spend time in that text message, grinding with transaction coordination, grinding on the phone, or you're spending it with your family and picking your kids up from school and going to soccer. I mean, it is a direct trade-off. There's not an in-between there. You are making a choice. And in my opinion, the most successful agents have figured out to leverage their time where they spend their time in their highest and best use. And then the rest of the tasks that take to make these transactions happen are off their plate. So then at the end of the day, when they go home, they can be dads, uncles, spouses, T-ball coaches. I literally just got off the phone with one of our agent client partners, and she's coaching her daughter's volleyball team. And that's what she took on this year, and she absolutely loves it. But she never could have done that. She couldn't have jumped into that role had she not had the structured and worked with teams like ours to get her time back so she can travel these volleyball games and go to volleyball tournaments and be a mom and do all those fun things. So for us, it's not an either. It is literally a direct correlation. You can either have time for the things that you care about, or you're going to spend all your time grinding in the business. And there's not really an in-between.
That's such a profound thought, right? We all try to get into the business to create freedom, but none of us understand how to. And that's one of the things I love about Rocket Station, is that you guys truly are so good at this. And we've worked with you guys in the past. I'm not speaking arbitrarily. I know you commented earlier in the podcast that we have good systems and processes, and you know that because we've actually worked together. And so yep. I think that is so if you're listening to this, you're like, how would Robert know if Grant has good systems? Like, well, we've worked together. We actually we know that, or he knows that. Man, I could not agree more with every single thing that you said. And I think that, you know, we do a really good job, not to toot our own horn, at helping people understand marketing and implement advertising strategies. We have technology that does it for them. And we've truly mastered, I think, the art of creating systems and processes around helping somebody generate new business when it comes to social media advertising and stuff like that. But we create more problems for people, because typically we get people really busy and then they're like, well, crap, now I got to figure out how to handle this business. And I love being able to send people to Rocket Station to kind of take their business and their brand and all those types of things to the next level. And I appreciate you guys being great partners of ours. What is the best way for somebody to reach out and connect with you guys? I know we have some special links for the people that are listening to the podcast. And we'll drop those in the show notes, but what's the best way? Is it to have a call with you guys?
So anybody who's honest and sincere about this process, about how they could get some help and how this could apply to their business, we just like to spend a little bit of time with you to learn more about you and answer any and all questions that we have, that you might have. So that would be the first step. We just call that a discovery call. It's really an alignment phase to make sure that we really understand who you are, your business, and what you're trying to accomplish. And so anybody who would like to spend some time asking questions or learning more about this process, just email Greg Brooks, brooks@rocketstation.com, B-R-O-O-K-S. Say you heard the podcast. They've worked with tons of Whitley clients, and we have tons of agents and, you know, several hundred. So anybody who's honest and sincere about this process, just email us, Brooks, brooks@rocketstation.com, and we will take great care of you.
Awesome, guys. Make sure that you do that. Greg is a phenomenal dude. Really, really does do a lot of work to make sure that, you know, he understands your business before he jumps in and figures out how he can help. And so, again, we'll have some special links on ways you can get connected with Greg and the people at Rocket Station. And just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks, man, for being on here. I do learn something. You asked me before if I ever get tired of having all these meetings, and I really do learn something when I do all these podcast interviews and video interviews and stuff like that. So I appreciate you coming on. It was incredibly informative, insightful, and a great reminder that if you want to become a top producer, you got to create leverage, and you guys are definitely some of the best at it. So thanks again for being a second time guest. I appreciate you being here.
Grant, thanks so much again. I appreciate you more than you know. And speaking of learning, we're constantly learning. Our teams listen to your stuff all the time. So appreciate what you doing over there. Love working with y'all. And thanks again for having us back on.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks, and have an amazing day.